Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Syria's Foreign Minister Waleed Mualem says his country is willing to participate in talks in Geneva without any foreign interference. In his words, although he did not explain what that means, the announcement comes almost a week after the United Nations Security Council approved an international plan for a peace process to end the civil war in Syria. Iraqi forces are battling the last remnants of Islamic State militants holed up in the center of Ramadi as they fight to retake the key city they lost 7 months ago to the extremist group. Iraqi military officials say IS terrorists are using suicide bombers and explosives, as well as snipers and civilians as human shields in an effort to slow the Iraqi advance. Meanwhile, the UN food program continues providing aid to Iraqi families internally displaced by the fighting. Many are Yazidi women who fled Mount Sinjar last year. Marwa Awad is a World Food Program spokesperson.
The psychological pain and suffering that these women have gone through is beyond description, and WFP is doing its best by providing food to these families to ensure that they have the necessary nutrition to keep going.
The UN agency is assisting some 20,000 people living on or around Mount Sinjar. A gas tanker fire in Nigeria has killed more than 100 people. That fire ignited Thursday at a gas plant in Anambra State when a gas truck exploded after unloading its contents. Reports say the resulting fire burned to death many of the people standing in line to refill their gas containers, the gas they use for cooking. This is VOA News. Belgian authorities have charged a ninth suspect in connection with last month's terror attacks in Paris. The man, identified only as Abdullah C., a Belgian national born in 1985, was arrested Tuesday in Brussels. The arrest was kept secret to avoid alerting potential accomplices. The November 13th attack in Paris left 130 people dead, more than 300 injured. Officials in Afghanistan say national security forces have regained control of the Sangin district, that's in Helmand province. The government fight against the Taliban there was backed by U.S. airstrikes. Local officials says at least 45 Taliban fighters were killed, many more wounded in air raids. Government spokesman Sadiq Siddiqui says the counteroffensive led by an Afghan special forces unit was launched in three areas of the important district.
There are areas in which the Taliban are still there and they're fighting against our forces. So we will continue to focus on Sangin until Taliban are completely defeated.
Afghan government spokesperson Sadiq Siddiqui. New violence erupted in the West Bank. Three Palestinian attackers shot dead as they carried out stabbings and car ramping, and a fourth was in clashes with Israeli soldiers. Meantime, the UN Children's Fund says many more vulnerable refugees and migrant children in Germany are not getting the protection and care that they need. UNICEF says it's rolling out a package of measures to handle that problem. Lisa Schlein has details.
About 1 million refugees and migrants have arrived in Germany this year. Most are Syrians and Afghans who have suffered long and arduous journeys to find a safe haven from war and persecution. Although they have reached their destination, UNICEF says it is just the beginning of a new journey for some 300,000 children who face many uncertainties and are vulnerable to abuse. The agency, along with the government and German private agencies, will seek to identify children at risk, support learning and play opportunities, provide counseling to traumatized children, and boost protection systems in reception and accommodation centers. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Pope Francis led the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics into Christmas by celebrating a Christmas Eve Mass Thursday at St. Peter's Basilica.
In una società spesso ebra di consumo e di piacere.
In his homily, the Pope rebuked what he called society's intoxication with consumerism, pleasure, abundance, and wealth.
That's the latest world news from VOA.